Until recently, members of the Federation did not know much about the Klingon language beyond how it was used during battles. After all, it was not all that long ago that hostilities between the Klingon Empire and the United Federation of Planets ceased. Although you would think that an interchange of ideas, culture, and traditions would have started right away, Terrans in particular were at first a little reluctant to visit Klingon planets. But as news spread about the stunning natural settings and truly fascinating customs, tourism and trade have begun to boom. The Klingon Empire has become such an important player in intergalactic commerce that Klingon will soon fulfill the language requirement at a number of Federation universities. Although linguists have been studying Klingon for some time, no one has prepared a course specifically for tourists planning a visit to the Klingon Empire. This tape should begin to fill that void. By listening and repeating the Klingon phrases you hear, you will quickly learn what you need to know to get by on any visit to the Empire. Correct pronunciation of the words, elementary grammar, and some useful expressions. Also, since language is the key to any culture, you will begin to become familiar with the richness of Klingon traditions and beliefs. This course is a practical one. You will be exposed to everyday Klingon words and phrases that travelers find most useful. This is only an introduction, but if you apply yourself, you will be well prepared for many adventures. As you practice speaking, remember, speak Klingon boldly. Do not be meek or hesitant. This could be interpreted as a sign of weakness, a less than admirable trait among Klingons. Also, some of the sounds are difficult to tell apart if you do not speak up. A final word of warning. Expectoration, or spitting, is a common side effect of speaking Klingon. Until you are used to it, keep a napkin or handkerchief nearby. Now, are you ready to study Klingon?
Klingon hol da hadrup a.
Good.
Maj.
Pay attention and concentrate.
Yekim, yebush.
Success.
Khatla.
Let us start with pronunciation. Most Klingon sounds will be easy for you to say. They do not differ much from Federation standard. On the other hand, a few are a little tricky. To learn these sounds, we will study some offensive Klingon words. Keep in mind that Klingon cursing is considered a fine art, a highly prized verbal skill. Those who have gained a mastery of this segment of Klingon vocabulary are greatly admired. At this point, do not concern yourself with the exact translations of these words. If you spend time with Klingons, you will hear them often enough, and context will make the meanings quite clear. For now, just concentrate on pronouncing them correctly.
Okay, here's our first word. This is something you might hear someone say in moments of extreme anger.
Kutvat.
Be concerned if you hear it, but say it correctly if you say it. The word begins with the common Klingon sound k. To make this sound, put the back of your tongue as far back into your mouth as you can. Then force the air up harshly as if you're trying to dislodge a piece of food. Listen. Now say it along with me. And now listen to the word again.
Kutvat.
Did you hear the sound cut off abruptly in the middle of the word? The correct pronunciation is kutvat, not kuvat. This abrupt cutoff is a very common feature of Klingon. You'll hear it a lot. Now here's the word one more time. Listen particularly to the last sound in the word.
Kutvat.
To make this t sound, say a T and at the same time whisper, loudly, but still just whisper, an L. Listen.
T.
Now try it along with me. Do you feel the sides of your tongue going down as you say the sound? You should. Now you're ready to say the full word. Repeat it after you hear it the second time. Kutvat. Kutvat. This next word is something one Klingon would call another if they weren't on the best of terms. Torshach. The sound at the end of the first syllable of this word, tod, is d. To make this sound, point the tip of your tongue directly upward and touch the hard part of the roof of your mouth, and then do the same thing you would do to make a D sound. Do it along with me. D. 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 Now listen to the word again, focusing on the second syllable. Todshach. The sound at the beginning of the second syllable, shach, is sh. It's not quite either the S or the SH sounds you're familiar with. For the Klingon sh, put your tongue in the same place you did to make the dr sound. Now say it with me. Sh. 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 Here's the word one more time. Listen to the very end. Todshach. The last sound in the word is ch. This is the same as the sound at the end of the name of the ancient Terran composer, Bach. You make it the same way you'd make a K sound, but force air out of your mouth at the same time. Say it along with me. Now you can say the whole word. Repeat it after you hear it the second time. Todshach. Todshach. Here's another word with strong force. A Klingon might say it after receiving an unsettling communique. It's a lot stronger than the Terran, darn it. Hui-cha. The first sound of the word is r. It's the same as the last sound of Todshach, but hum while you say it. Say it with me. R. 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 This word also has that abrupt cutoff of sound that you heard in Kutvat, but it has it at the end as well. Listen. Hui-cha. The correct pronunciation of this word is hui-cha, not hui-cha. Sometimes, the abrupt cutting off of a sound is the only way to distinguish one word from another. Listen to these two words. Ti. Ti. The first word means vegetation. The second means to repair. Listen again. Ti. Ti. Hear the difference? Now you try it. Repeat after me. Ti. Ti. Good. Now you can say the Klingon curse. Once again, repeat it after you hear it the second time. Hui-cha. Hui-cha. If you call someone this next word, stand back. This is a classic insult. Tach-kek. There's a new sound at both the beginning and end of the second syllable, kek. Be careful. This is not the Federation standard K sound. You make it like a K, but as you did for k, shove the back of your tongue as far back into your mouth as you can. Listen. K, k, k. Now say it along with me. K, k, k. Now repeat the whole word after you hear it the second time. Tachkek. Tachkek.
Good.
Maj.
Now you have learned to pronounce the difficult Klingon sounds, and you have also been introduced to the highly regarded custom of Klingon cursing. You probably need a rest. This might be a good time to replenish your napkin supply. Let us take a short break. Eh?
Len home.
Start studying again. Before getting into even elementary grammar, you should learn some basic everyday expressions so that you can start talking right away. First, here are some really simple but important words. Repeat each one after you hear it the second time. Okay? Here we go.
Yes. Hija. Hija. No.
Robet. Robet.
okay in the sense of, okay, I'll do it. Lu. Lu.
Now for some phrases. Remember, the Klingon culture is a very direct one, and most of the time, the social niceties of Terrans are considered just superfluous. Unlike other peoples, Klingons do not use everyday expressions such as please, excuse me, thank you, and the like. In dealing with Klingons, just state your business, no more and no less. This is not considered impolite or crude. The directness of Klingon interaction extends to their greetings. There is only one.
Nuknech. Nuknech. Literally, this means, what do you want? To Terrans, this may seem a tactless way to begin a conversation, but among Klingons, it's considered quite civil. Enough of the formalities. Let's move on to simple questions. The word for who is iv. Iv. For example, who are you? Shoch Iv. Shoch Iv. Next, what? Nuk. Nuk. What is this? Doch vam nuk. Doch vam nuk. Where? Nuk tak. Nuk tak. Where is the bathroom? Nuktak och puch pa e. Nuktak och puch pa e. When? Ghorg. Ghorg. When do we leave? Ghorg mamej. Ghorg mamej. Why? Katl. Katl. Why is he angry? Katkech. Katkech. How many or how much? R. R. How many guards are coming? Mugosh avwe R. Mugosh avwe R. How much fuel do we have left? Nin ar wiraj. Nin ar wiraj. Next. Here are some phrases that you'll probably use a lot, so it's worth learning them well. First, do you speak Federation Standard? Divit chol da jatl a. Divit chol da jatl a. I don't speak Klingon. Klingon chol vijatl be. Klingon chol vijatl be. I understand. Jiyaj. Jiyaj. I don't understand. Jiyaj bet. Jiyaj bet. Finally, just to get you going, a few common words in pairs. Big, small. Tin, match. Tin, match. Early, late. Ek pash. Ek pash. Near, far. Shum hope. Shum hope. Hot, cold. Tuj beer. Tuj beer. Cheap, expensive. Kutl war. Kutl war. Good, bad. Maj kab. Maj kab.
Okay, that will do for preliminaries. With what you have learned so far, and by pointing, you should be able to get by. But if you want to do more than just get by, you will have to learn some grammar. So next, listen to the short dialogue. When it is over, we will review it for pronoun use. In this dialogue, a Klingon warrior and a Terran tourist strike up a conversation. Now, pay attention.
Yakim.
Listen for pronouns.
What do you want?
Nuknech.
Are you a Klingon?
Klingon shoch'a.
Yes.
Chincha.
I'm a Terran.
Trak'nganjich.
See, that was pretty short. You may have a little trouble pronouncing the word for Terran. Listen to it again.
Trak'ngan. Trak'ngan.
The sound at the beginning of the second syllable, ngan, is the same as the sound that comes at the end of the word thing or hang. Let's practice it together.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Listen once more.
Trak'ngan. Trak'ngan.
Now you say it.
Trak'ngan. Trak'ngan.
Not bad. While listening to the conversation, were you able to pick out the pronouns? In Klingon, there are 8 of them. I.
Jich.
Jich. You.
Shoch. Shoch.
He or she.
Rach. Rach.
It.
Och. Och.
We.
Mach. Mach.
All of you.
Klich. Klich.
They, referring to beings.
Chach. Chach.
And finally, they, referring to things.
Bich. Bich.
Okay. Now let's use some of the pronouns in sentences. Repeat each sentence after you hear it the second time. I am a Klingon.
Klingonjich. Klingonjich.
You are a Klingon.
Klingonshoch. Klingonshoch.
He is a Terran.
Trak'nganrach. Trak'nganrach.
She is a Terran.
Trak'nganrach. Trak'nganrach.
Notice that there was no difference in the way to say he and she.
Good.
Maj.
You may have noticed that in each of the examples, the pronoun comes at the end. Some Terrans find this confusing, but for a Klingon, the order is quite natural. Get used to it. The full system of Klingon pronouns is quite complicated. There is another set used just to express states or qualities. There are only 4 of these pronouns, and unlike the words you just learned, they come at the beginning of an expression.
These pronouns are I,
J,
J, you,
B,
B, we,
ma,
ma, all of you,
shu, shu.
For he, she, it, and they, say nothing at all. Now, let's put these pronouns into sentences. I'm hungry.
Jerung. Jerung.
You're right.
Belour.
Belour. He's late.
Pash.
Pash. The word for late is pash. Notice that nothing here is added to indicate he. To say he is late, just say pash. She's early.
Ek.
Ek. Again, the word for early is ek, and there's no special pronoun added for she. This is also the case for it and for they. We're thirsty.
Ma'oj.
Ma'oj. All of you are boring.
Shudal.
Shudal. They're sloppy.
Rich. Rich.
Well done.
Majka.
Next, we will move on to more questions. As a tourist, you will probably need to ask questions frequently. Be careful not to ask too many questions at once, though. Klingons are suspicious by nature, and they may begin to wonder about your motivations. To form a question whose answer is yes or no, just add,
"Ah."
In this dialogue, a Terran tourist has just arrived on Kronos, or
Kronos,
the home planet of the Klingon Empire. At the customs gate, a guard is questioning him. Pay attention.
Yikim.
Are you a Terran?
Trakngan shoch a.
Yes, I'm a Terran.
Hjat trakngan jich.
Are you vacationing on Kronos?
Kronostak birik a.
Yes, I'm vacationing on Kronos.
Hjat Kronostak jirik.
Do you know anyone here?
Nadev vait dashov a.
No, I don't know anyone here.
Hobet. Nadev vait bishov bet.
Are you transporting tribbles?
Yichme dechij a.
No, I'm not transporting tribbles.
Robert, yichme dechij bet.
It's okay to answer questions like these by simply saying yes, chija, or no,
Robert,
and nothing more. But don't answer any question unless you're sure you understand what it means. Dire consequences could result from an inappropriate response. If you don't understand a question, just say,
Nukchat.
This is a very useful expression. It means, what did you say? Or, huh? You try it. Repeat it after you hear it the second time.
Nukchat. Nukchat.
That is close. You should probably practice saying this word until you are comfortable with it. It is another one you will probably use quite a bit. Now relax.
Yelesh.
Stop relaxing.
Yelesh ha.
We are moving on to numbers. As in Federation standard, the basic count in Klingon is 1 to 10. Long ago, Klingons counted by threes, so the number after 3 was literally 3 plus 1. For 7, they would say 2 threes plus 1, and so on. Fortunately for us, over time, the system changed, probably due to interaction with other worlds and a desire to learn about advanced technology. In any event, counting should not be too hard for you. Ready? Here we go.
1. Wa. Wa. 2. Cha. Cha. 3. Wedge. Wedge. 4. Losh. Losh. 5. Var. Var. 6. Jav. Jav. 7. Shoch. Shoch. 8. Chorg. Chorg. 9. Hoot. Hoot. 10. Watmach. Watmach.
Numbers, of course, are used to count things, and when there's more than one thing, there are plurals. There are three ways to make plurals in Klingon. First, to form the plural of a word like Klingon, just add pu to the word. The suffix pu is used only to form the plural of beings that can use language. One Klingon is Klingon. Two or more Klingons are Klingon pu. A single Terran is Terakngan. Two or more are Terakngan pu. For body parts, use ru. A single hand is rop. More than one hand is rop ru. To form the plural of something that neither speaks nor is a body part, use may. A single phaser is puchich. More than one phaser is puchich may.